بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Continuing with the tarbiyah and upbringing of children in Islam, we mentioned yesterday that children who are studying should be given such nutrition which is good for the brain. We mentioned to give children badam, etc., badam milk. These things are good for the mind, good for the brain. Together with that also, we mentioned when it comes to children, the best thing for them is to have least hair as possible. So the head also is light, the child can think correctly. There's no time to take care of the hair. Today with children having hair, we mentioned that the gel they are putting, many a times make their hair also waterproof. Many of the women's hair treatment also, they have keratin in there, which makes the lining of the hair waterproof. Because of that, the ghusl is not made. Speaking of the hair, highlighting of the hair, Sharia, Islam is complete. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. There's no need for you to look at other cultures, other style, other trends. Our style, our trend, our brand name till Qiyamah is the Sunnah. We don't need anything more than the Sunnah. When it comes to children's hair, we mentioned also that the head or the hair has three rights upon a person. The first right being taghseel, that a person washes his hair, washes her hair. The second right, when it comes washing the hair also, we find many of the females go to what we find is public salons, they're sitting over there with the hair open. Nazar will fall differently. Then there will be a problem in the marriage. So the ghseel, washing the hair, is the right of the hair. Then tadheen, to apply oil to the hair, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to the season also, coconut oil is cold. Therefore, it may be applied in the summer months. Olive oil, badam oil, almond oil is hot. It can be put in the winter months. So oiling of the hair. The third one is tamshit, the combing of the hair, which is very important. So when it comes to young boys, we mentioned that the best thing is not to have any hair at all. The youngster wakes up in the morning, makes wudu, masah of the hair. That is sufficient. He goes to madrasa, he goes to school. In regards to girls, here ulama explained that the hair may be trimmed, it may be cut till the age of 7. After the age of 7, then the hair should be left, it should not be cut. Then the girl become habitual. Then she'll find keeping long hair becomes cumbersome. She can't handle her hair. That is why somebody says that let it not be the first time a woman covers her hair will be in the qabr. Before that, cover the hair. The hair is part of the awrah of a woman. It's part of a satr. By the hair being left open, even a strand is part of a satr this. But that Fatima radiallahu anha was asked that what is the most valuable thing to you? She says the most valuable thing to me, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that no ghair mahram, no strange man's eyes fall on me, nor does my eyes fall on any strange man. This is the most valuable asset that Allah Ta'ala has given me. So when it comes to the hair of females, by the age of 7, it should not be cut thereafter. Different styles, the hump and the bun, etc. There is a riwayat that comes more or less, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has appointed angels who make dua. His angels make dua for those females who keep plaits, and for those males who adorn themselves with beards. The special jama'at of malaika, they make dua for those females that keep plaits. Showing you that this is the original sunnah. A female to plait the hair, not to leave it open. To plait the hair. So these points should be kept in mind in regards to the hair of the masturat, etc. When it arises for girls to leave the home precincts, do not adorn them with jewelry. Young girls also, there should not be such jewelry which is worn that attracts attention of men. When it comes to hijab and niqab and Islam, it's a whole little discussion. But very briefly, three ayats were revealed in regards to hijab, to covering of a female. When it comes to the clothing of the female, the clothing of a female is not for the sake of covering. It's for the sake of concealing. It's to hide the woman completely. This is hijab. When it comes to hijab, among the first ayah that were revealed was, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَقُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضُنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Tell the believing males to lower their gazes. Tell the believing females also to lower their gazes. That now control your eyes completely. Don't look at one another. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the second ayat, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكْ وَبَنَاتِكْ وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِي بِهِنْ. The key word over here is, ayat is, مِنْ جَلَابِي بِهِنْ, what you call jilbab. The plural is jalabib. That O Nabi of Allah, say to your wives and the believing females, that يُدْنِينَ, that they should dawn upon themselves from the top coming down. Jalabib refers to a piece of cloth that will cover a female from the head till her feet. This is hijab and niqab. One of the tabi'een explaining this Quranic ayat to his students, showed them practically. He brought a piece of cloth and he covered himself completely from the top till the bottom, and he left one eye open. He says, this is the command of Quran. Many people say that there's no proof in Quran in regards to covering of the face. This ayat is there in the 17th, in the 22nd sifara. Just before the surah, in the first quarter of the 22nd sifara, just after, إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ, the ayat is there. The person goes and check up, the tafsir is clear. That the entire body should be covered completely, should be concealed completely to the extent we mentioned that no jewelry, no perfume. When a woman leaves the home, dressed against Sharia, then the Hadith Sharif is clear that the Malaika cursed that woman. She's out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's amongst the reasons Nabi of Allah forbade them from coming to the Qabristan also. Because the Qabristan is a place of rahmah. And that female that will come not clad according to Sharia, then she is moving with the la'nat and the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second ayat revealed was, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِبِهِنْ, cover yourselves completely. The third ayat revealed, 22nd Sibara also, the first page, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. This was the last command. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ is a command given that now cling to your homes. From this ayat, Mufassirin explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demands that now your hijab and your niqab and your covering, your concealing should be the physical walls of your home. This is your hijab. That behind that wall from the outside, nobody knows behind that wall is an 18-year-old or a 60-year-old. This is your hijab, this is your domain, this is your kingdom, this is your palace. From here you will operate. And then ulama explained that if she has to leave the home, one of two reasons. It be a shari'i taqaza, a shari'i need that she has to go out for ta'alim, to educate herself, etc. in regards to sharia, or a bashari taqaza, a human need. A human need or a shari'i need, she may leave the homes, but within the confines of sharia. No jewelry, no cluttering of the shoes, etc. No skin should be revealed whatsoever. We know in our society the amount of ill people, that they get just aroused on a woman's color, on her hands and her feet. So to cover this completely, to cover the eyes also, we have to leave then either a shari'i need or a human need. Like this, she may leave the home. Because now she can't take the four walls with her, the way she should be clad is that nobody knows behind the parda, is it a young girl or an elderly woman. This is the hijab. Basically what is happening nowadays with the different types of abayat, the different types of cloaks, etc., is just a dress in black color. It was a dress of different color, it's become a dress in black color, but just as attractive. But even that abaya now has to be covered. There is no more hijab, that is attractive more than anything else. But this is a real for us to understand, if Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, but to understand what is the correct thing of sharia and hijab and niqab, and for us to come upon this. Very jovially, an alim says that the hijab our females are wearing, with the eyes open, what we call is a post-box hijab. They send the application. This has to be covered also, the eyes also have to be covered. So may Allah Ta'ala give us understanding in regards to hijab and niqab. And many a time we find a female is inclined towards this. Our young daughters also encourage them to come into it. Should not be when they pass away is the only time. Young girls that are not encouraged, they're not making hijab, they're near the, when it comes to a female, she's called a murahiqa. Murahiqa refers to a young girl that is near the age of puberty. Once she's near the age of puberty, already the laws of sharia apply to her completely. If it is not enforced, then the parent is sinful. You will have to bear the brunt of the day of qiyamah in regards to it. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.